This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So let's get to the conversation that's important today. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Kara, if you want to ditch that open, that would be fine with me. I think that's morbid and sad. I got enough news and things that are in front of us that are morbid and sad. So do we make a choice not to talk about it? Well, I think it still is an important part of the national conversation. The interviews with people like the Dallas police chief, who had an interesting overview or interesting way to approach the situation in Dallas. And I wonder if this isn't on the minds of a lot of other police chiefs. We've, a lot of us have talked about the quality of police, the number of police. So is his statement that we're hiring going to impact? Is that a threat? Are you supposed to be afraid? Is that good news? How would you take that? If your police chief said we're hiring, what does that mean? Here's the police chief of Dallas, David Brown, talking to reporters.
We're asking cops to do too much in this country. We are. We're just asking us to do too much. Every societal failure, we put it off on the cops to solve. Not enough mental health funding that the cops handle. Not enough drug addiction funding. Let's give it to the cops. Here in Dallas, we got a loose dog problem. Let's have the cops chase loose dogs. Schools fail. Give it to the cops. 70% of the African community is being raised by single women. Let's give it to the cops to solve that as well. That's too much to ask. Policing was never meant to solve all those problems. And I just ask for other parts of our democracy, along with the free press, to help us serve your communities. Don't be a part of the problem. We're hiring. We're hiring. Get off that protest line and put an application in. And we'll put you in your neighborhood. We will help you resolve some of the problems you're protesting about.
Huh. What do you think of that idea? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Continuing Twitter conversation, social media, Twitter at Good Day Show. The Dallas police chief says we're hiring. Too many of society's problems are left to the police. You know, there's something to be said for that. And about that, there, I think he's got a point in a way. I've been saying this for years and years and years. We have too many police officers in most cities. They aren't well trained and they aren't well paid. They need to be better trained and better paid, and we have fewer of them. And the reason that we could get away, if you will, if that's the right terminology, not have as many police officers in some cities, some jurisdictions, is because they are asked to fix too many problems. But in general, society has too many problems, does it not? And we become so dependent on the government to fix this problem, that problem, instead of, if you're religious or you have a religion, what good are pastors and rabbis, ministers, priests, those who run these churches? Are they practical? Do they deal with reality? Do they help parishioners? I think in some circumstances, the case could be made for them doing a lot of work and doing it well. It all depends. Every situation is different. I don't know Dallas that well. I will tell you that in the community that I live, we have a lot of police doing a lot of things they ought not to be doing. And we don't have enough really good police. And one of the problems is that the men and women don't want to be police. At least the good ones don't want to be police anymore because of things that have happened mostly since Ferguson. Mostly since the scrutiny became unbearable for some. Well, if it's unbearable, that means they're not really very good at their job. If you can't undergo, or can't be scrutinized, can't undergo some form of review, positive strong. In some cases, like in my, I'll use my community again, there are all kinds of problems in the police department. People ruining cases, losing evidence, stealing evidence, stealing money from the evidence room. It's very corrupt. And it can, police work can lead itself to being corrupt. Not every police officer, not even the majority, even a few, but a few, what's the old expression, bad apples spoil the whole bunch. Chief Brown called for those protesting the misconduct of the police to become police officers themselves. Now, I don't think there's been a police, I don't think there's been any protesting in Dallas about Dallas police officers. I think that was a general protest that was going on there when the shooting took place the other night.
But I think you had a very good point there, that there's, in a lot of communities where police officers are most needed, there's not enough police actively in the community, you know, learning about the people and figuring out what the biggest issues are. So I think that was a good point, that they need more police in the communities, and having people who already know those communities and what the biggest issues are, I think could definitely be beneficial.
The other problem that we face is unionism in public employees. I don't believe that unions should be allowed in the public sector. I think there are a lot of people who get into the police after they are secure in their job. After so many years, they can't be fired, or they can't be fired for unless they've committed some really horrible atrocity. And I think that's getting in the way. Union rules, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're not in the Teapot Dome era, where people are being enslaved at the public whim. It's just something about the police unions, and not everywhere. Not everywhere. This is a general statement, not a specific statement. You can say, and those of you who are police officers, there are lots and lots and lots of police officers on duty right now listening to this program. Don't be quiet. Tell me, and tell us more importantly, what you think. Is it right that you go to take care of the cat up the tree or some of the minutia? Yeah, it's fun and you get recognition for it, but is that really your job? And what do you think the Dallas police chief means when he says we're hiring? They're going to put people in their own neighborhood so they can address the things they're protesting. That's the way it used to be. When did we get away from the police officer on the beat? When did that happen? It's not a good situation. I don't think it's a good situation anyway, for police not to be on the beat. On the beat means you get to know people in the neighborhood. Small community, mid-sized community, large community, same police on the beat, getting to know people. People are going to, I run away from police officers who are in cars that come. I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to police officers unless I know you. I know you and trust you, then you're going to be considered a help. And that, to me, is good policing. When you know the person, you can count on him, him or her. I think that's the way to fix this. So he's got, I think he's got some good ideas here. What do you say? 14 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% 6% return, guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, coming up, the 2020 News Quiz question, 17 after the hour now, staying with Dallas for a moment. The parents of Micah Johnson, who was the man that opened fire on the police officers in Dallas, said their son became a hermit after he was discharged from the Army last year. He was involved in some sexual harassment allegation. He was over in Afghanistan at the time. They did not pinpoint an exact incident that may have sparked his change in mindset. The mother said her son at one point wanted to be a police officer himself and was enthusiastic about joining the military because he loved America. Quote, "The military was not what Micah thought it would be. He was very disappointed, but it may be that the ideal that he came into the opened his mind to and started serving in government, thought the military represented, it just didn't." I would bet that's the situation for a lot of people. A lot of people who get disillusioned. I remember being in Iraq and walking around on my own talking to somebody who was washing cars as a sergeant who had had post-traumatic stress disorder. And he came back to Iraq for the fourth time, and they brought him over there to wash cars. That's what he was doing. He was washing officers' cars. That was the emergency. That was the special need. And he was extraordinarily, just really off the charts, dismayed and just disjointed. He was somebody that shouldn't have been there. So, yeah, we got that, and you wonder sometimes. We have an emergency. Get us more troops. We need to wash more cars. Yeah. So, food for thought. Here we go. Let's get our 2020 News Quiz question on the air. 888-302-3684 for a copy of Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. One of the top golfers in the country, Jordan Spieth, has said that he's not going to do something. What did he say he was not going to do? And he's the number three pro golfer in the world. He has decided that he and some other golfers have said the same thing, actually. They're opting out of what? 888-302-3684. 2020 News Quiz question. We ask the question, and by 20 minutes before the next hour, we'll have the answer. What did Jordan Spieth and other in his profession of golf say they were not going to do? 888-302-3684.
We use mobile devices. devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Joining us again now is a lady who's been on before helping us have fun. And I think maybe we're in that mood, in that mode. Abaha Tektashian is here with an overview of things for the summertime. I was actually focused earlier, Abaha, on how to make the feeling last. You go on vacation, you come back. What do you do? I suggested that you put on a board at work, maybe on your computer, the tickets to something that you saw that was great, or a menu from a restaurant that you experienced that was great, or you went into some wonderful little coffee shop and you have the receipt for that. You can almost smell the coffee, that sort of thing. Am I on the right path?
Yeah, I mean, summertime is the time of year where you really want to kind of indulge and have fun and really take advantage of the weather, the opportunity to hang out with your friends and family, and, you know, go to parties and throw parties and just enjoy this time.
One of the doctors that's associated with this program has been talking this week about sunscreens.
Yes.
Apparently, this is something the more popular sunscreens are not as effective. And the ladies that are here on the program with me, fair-skinned as they are, we're interested in what the right sunscreen. So I might ask your opinion of that and compare it to the doctors.
Sure. I think, you know, what we do know is that sunscreen what we do know is that the sun can be very damaging and very dangerous. Not only can it potentially, you know, cause you to get skin cancer, but, you know, for other reasons as well, it kind of accelerates the aging process as well. So in order to really protect yourself, you do want to use some precautions. So I do, of course, really believe that sunscreen is important. I think you have your options as far as what kind of sunscreen you want to use. A lot of different, you know, magazines will test sunscreens. Consumer Reports likes to test sunscreens. So just do your research and see what works for you and your family. I always use, no matter what, I use a sunscreen on my face every day of the year because, you know, my face is always exposed to the sun, whether it's winter or summer. And the rest of the year, always use at least an SPF 30 if you're going to be out in the sun doing yard work or laying out, going to the beach. I think the bottom line is sunscreen does work, and it's better than using nothing at all. So
well,
you just need to do your background research.
You don't want to protect yourself from the sun all the time. You'd like to get as much natural vitamin D as you can.
Well, what I do know is because you can get vitamin D from, you know, eating the right food, drinking milk, you know, having a lot of dairy. But I do agree that a little bit of sun every day is good. But, you know, we're just making sure that people don't lay out in the sun for prolonged periods of time.
When you go to the beach, what do you bring for snacks?
Okay, snacks are like my favorite topic because I love to snack throughout the day. I always make sure to bring, you know, a beverage to keep me hydrated, so definitely water. Another beverage that I do like, but it's really fun for the summertime, it's called Truly Spiked and Sparkling, and this is a spiked sparkling water. And if you've never tried this before, you really want to listen up because this is a clean, crisp, and really refreshing alternative to light beers and wines and cocktails. It comes in this beautiful glass box, glass bottle, and it's got a hint of fruit, which is really nice for the summertime. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of carbs, and what's amazing is not only is it refreshing, but it really satisfies you without the added sugar and excess calories that a beer or a wine or a cocktail might have.
Who makes that? Where do you get that stuff?
So the company is called Truly Spiked and Sparkling, and it's naturally gluten-free, which is important for a lot of people, made just with cane sugar, no artificial flavors or sweeteners, and it comes in 3 really lovely flavors, Colima Lime, Grapefruit and Pomelo, and Pomegranate. So you put this in a cooler, and you crack one open on the beach or, you know, during your party, you're going to love it. Your friends are going to love it. You're going to love it. So that's
nice.
One thing.
All right. Good suggestion. Thank you. Baja is here with us as someone promoting summer. Baja Takashi. Good day.
China is the second largest of the many agricultural trading partners for the United States. A visit with an expert on ag trade with China today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
China buys a lot from U.S. agriculture, something like $20 billion worth last year. Brian Lomar has something to do with that. He's the China Country Director for the U.S. Grains Council and says China is sometimes hard to read on trade matters.
It's difficult to assess exactly what the underlying demand is and what role imports might play from year to year. And then, like everywhere else, there's some policy uncertainty. But at the same time, it's normal trade, you know.
Lomar says China has loosened some of its policies about importing feed grains and is leaning toward more transparency in trade matters. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Chilling, in-depth items of interest and import to discuss, to hear opinions about. You need to know the facts, and then you need to hear what people think. And that's why we engage a lot of you in various forms of clarification and communication. Help yourself to 888-302-DOUG, Twitter, at Good Day Show. If you want to email me the old, this is hard to say this, the old-fashioned way is... Doug at DougStephan.com. That does seem kind of silly. All right, 2020 News Quiz question has to do with Jordan Spieth and some other athletes who have decided they aren't going to do something. Let's have a conversation with Wes, who's in Orlando. Hi, Wes. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Good morning, Doug. Good morning.
Morning to you. Morning, good morning, good morning. Hot and humid in Orlando this morning, right?
Yes, sir. Very much so, actually.
Yeah. How are things... since the event of last month, things calmed down. Are people not talking about it anymore? Is there still a lot of local focus on the shoot-up at that nightclub?
Yes, sir. Yeah, the event at the Pulse. Yeah, it's still very much, at least here locally, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly has had, obviously, a tremendous impact upon the community. I think that in a lot of ways it's probably drawn the community a bit closer together. And I think it's probably, Doug, one of the biggest impacts it's had is it's a lot of people are sitting back and just taking a look at their feelings about, about people's personal lives and how, you know, what they, who they want to partner with, who they want their life partner to be and those types of things. And I think people have kind of stepped back and they're reevaluating, I think, of how they, you know, of their feelings and just taking a hard look at that.
So Orlando has changed a lot, obviously, because of Disney in the last 40 years. The sleepy community that I knew as a kid isn't certainly there. This is one of the most robust economies, a lot of activity going on, a lot of people moving into that area from other parts of the country. Do you think that's why you had a hard time saying gay lifestyle when you're talking about the focus on how people are different? How has it changed you? How has West changed, if at all, since this happened?
Well, I think I fall in the category of a lot of people that don't agree with the lifestyle, and I think that I have stepped back and taken a real hard look at. I think it's okay for me to feel the way I do. It's in terms of whether I agree or not, but I certainly have taken a hard look in terms of regardless of. You know, how a person, what their personal lifestyle is, it is what it is, and I can accept people, I can accept them. I may not necessarily accept their lifestyle, but I certainly can accept them, and accept them in a more loving way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and frankly, they don't care whether you accept them or not, and it's none of your business. And so you sort of are playing that role, and there is a good sound to the way you're looking at it. I agree with you 100%. It may not be for me, may not be the thing that I want to do, but it's, what are they doing to hurt you? It's none of your business, my business, anybody's business, what they do. And we're
right.
Sort of maturing into that a bit. So, yeah, that's a great comment. All right, let's get to our question about Jordan Spieth. Am I pronouncing his name right? It is Spieth, right? S-P-I-E-T-H.
Yes, sir. I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So what did he say he wasn't going to do?
He is one of several particularly top 10 golfers that have elected not to go down to Rio to participate in the Olympic Games because I believe they're concerned about the threat of the Zika virus.
Right. Hold on just a second. I'm going to pursue that. Don't go away, Wes. Lee is in Clarksville, Arkansas. Hi, Lee. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning, sir.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to name some of the other golfers. Wes just made reference to other golfers who have said that they are not going to go to the Rio Games. They're backing out. Do you know any of the other names of pro golfers from all around the world who said they weren't going?
No, I don't.
Ah, shucks. Dustin Johnson is a U.S. golfer. By the way, Spieth is number three on the pro golfer earnings list. He made $53 million last year. Other golfers that are not going from Ireland, Rory McIlroy,
right,
who is number four in the world, and Dustin Johnson, who is a U.S. golfer, number two on the list, he's not going either. They're the latest in a group of athletes who say they aren't going.
Right.
And can you blame them? Either you, Lee, or Wes, can you blame them for not going?
No. I mean, it's already here in Florida.
Let's talk about how it is affecting Florida. Lee, have you guys, it's pretty hot and humid in Arkansas. It's not much different in the weather there than it is in Florida now, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So is there any local coverage in either of your areas, Orlando or Clarksville, of the Zika virus coming there? Lee, you go first.
Not as much as I thought it would be, but there hasn't been any reported cases. I'm sure once there is one, they'll be talking about it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Are you concerned for yourself or your family?
I'm concerned for my daughter, yes.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
21.
Childbearing age?
Yeah.
All right, Wes, what about you in the circumstance that this isn't the most important thing, but a lot of people in Florida
are concerned, because there have been some cases of Zika in Florida. What about with you in your area?
Yeah, here in the Orlando area, they talk about it quite a bit. I think one of the reasons is because there's a number of, very good pro golfers that actually live here in the Orlando area.
Yeah.
So they do talk about it quite a bit. I think the number one golfer, Jason Day? I think he's opted out. As a matter of fact, I think the top-ranked golfer so far that's still looking to go to Rio is, I believe, Bubba Watson, ranked number 5. So he's the highest-ranked golfer as of today, is still looking to go down there.
Yeah, well, he'll make a name for himself, I think, under the circumstances. If the other guys aren't there, maybe that's what he's thinking. You never can tell, but good luck to him, good luck to the others, and good luck to you two. Thank you for participating in our conversation here. Lee and Wes both get copies of Maria Trilogy's book. It's a great romp through life. Life is good when you do the work. I found myself picking up the book and reading a couple of chapters in the last couple of nights. So, gentlemen, thank you. Hold on a second. Carol will talk to you. Meanwhile, I have the Forbes list of the top paid celebrities, and they just happen to come upon number 37 of the list of 100. Jordan Spieth last year made $53 million. Let's just, for the heck of it, some of the other athletes that are on this list. Kobe Bryant made $50 million last year. That's anathema. I think he's okay, Mom said, if you haven't got anything good to say, then don't say anything. So let's see. He made $50 million last year. Let's see what other athletes are on this list. Lewis Hamilton, I don't know who he is, made $46 million. I'm trying to find people on the list. Tiger Woods, for example, even though he's not really a factor, the big number one on the list like he used to be, he still made $45 million last year. Let's see here.
And
Joe Flacco.
Lewis Hamilton, by the way, is a Formula One racer, racing. Yeah, so okay. He's obviously doing pretty well. He just won a Grand Prix in some country, I believe.
He's a kid.
Yeah,
he's
younger.
25.
Yeah, he's about the same age, maybe a little bit older than me, I think.
Yeah, Cam Newton, the football player, made $53 million last year. Phil Mickelson, the golfer, made $54 million. Last year. I'm just going through this list to bring you the athletes. Later on during the program, I think I'll dig out all of these. Kevin Durant is a basketball player, made $56 million last year. Novak Djokovic, he's got to be a soccer player with that name, made $56 million last year. This is a pretty interesting list of people here in terms of athletes and athletics. Roger Federer looks like is he a tennis player, or is he a soccer player? I'm looking at.
Who is this?
Roger Federer.
Yeah, he's a tennis player. He's one of the best in the world. I believe he's British.
Yeah, he made $68 million last year. I'm going through a list of athletes considered celebrities. LeBron James made $77 million last year. Lionel Messi. I'm going to guess he's a soccer player.
Yeah, he's Argentinian. I think he's considered by most people to be one of the best soccer players in the world.
$81 million he made last year. God love the guy.
Yeah, and I think he's not going to jail, but he actually just went to court for tax evasion. With that much money.
What a stupid. Ugh, these people. And the number one highest paid athlete in the world is Cristiano Ronaldo. Now, you're doing much better at this, Kara, than I am. I don't know. I'm not an athlete.
He's another soccer player.
Another soccer player. $88 million he made last year.
But a lot of that, it's not just from soccer, though, because he is considered, well, endorsements, but he does a lot of modeling because people think he's probably one of the most attractive soccer players, so he gets a lot of money for that.
Is he, in your opinion?
Yeah, he's attractive. He'd probably not be my type, but objectively, yes, he's attractive.
Objectively. All right, that's good. 44 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans. You could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line, like a boss. Call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. A Quicken Loans refinance gives you the financial power to enhance your life and pursue your passion. Our passion is client service. Here's the proof. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son, and so I don't know if you know about toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day, so it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your active wear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there, you do the active wear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit, and how others can look and feel their best every day, too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
48 minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The focus on the bad side of news from prison is the outrage yesterday at a county courthouse in St. Joseph, Michigan, where an inmate took an officer's gun, shot 4 people, 2 of them died. He was being moved from a holding cell to the courtroom. He shot a county sheriff's deputy and then a couple of bailiffs. This is like a picture of a bad TV show or a bad movie, and then the suspect was killed by officers. I'm not going to give you his name, the name of the other people, not important. I just find that sort of thing sort of outweighs, when it comes to the news media, stories about something went on in Parker County, Texas, where a jail officer who had a heart attack is alive thanks to inmates who put themselves at risk to help the guy. So it's a good day for him, not a good day for the people working in that county courthouse in Michigan. 10 minutes before the hour.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Time now for us to see if we can shine some bright light onto the problem that most of us have in our lives with somebody that we know or in our family diagnosed with cancer. Mark is a gentleman. Mark Reisenauer is a cancer caregiver, senior vice president of oncology at an outfit called Astellas. And also joining us is Michael Sears, founder of 11 Health, which is an e-patient in-residence working organization at Stanford Medical Center, cancer survivor. Michael, you were diagnosed with cancer at age 12. How did you deal with that?
So I came about through an intestinal problem and ended up having an intestinal transplant as a result, and then followed on with cancer from there. The impact of having cancer is not just on me as a patient, though. It's actually on the family. As I've gone through later life, I'm now married with kids and had cancer again later on, the impact on them. And I just believe... And as I grew up, got to learn that actually, as a patient, you really have to play a role in how you sort of navigate your way through the system and therefore contribute to, I guess, your whole care regime. It's a huge impact. But I believe that patients have a great role to play in how we sort of cope and build and grow and look at innovations to solve problems. And I've been lucky enough to do that through my whole journey.
Mark Reisenauer, tell us about Astellas, will you?
Sure. Astellas is a pharmaceutical company. We're headquartered in Tokyo, but our U.S. operations is in Chicago. We have an oncology franchise, and one of the key activities that we are doing right now is the C3 Prize. And the C3 Prize is a challenge that we've come up with that is aimed at inspiring innovations to change cancer care for patients and their loved ones, much along the same way that Michael was describing. We know that patients and their families go through a lot of challenges every day, whether it's navigating the healthcare system, coordinating care, coping with life post-treatment, things like that. And we know that some of the best ideas are going to come externally, and we're looking for great ideas that are going to have an immediate impact on cancer care.
Thus, the C3 prize that you're talking about, the fellow from Shark Tank, Robert Herjavec, is involved in this at some point in time. Is he a cancer survivor?
I'm not certain of his personal circumstances, but I know he's going to join me on stage at Medicine X at Stanford in September, when we will create a Shark Tank environment. And as a result of the finalists that get there, the five finalists, three are going to end up receiving $100,000 in grants to help create new innovations to improve cancer care. So, you know, we've got his business background, his innovation, his ideas.
So the whole purpose, if I understand this, the competition is to come up with ideas that have been successful in helping people treat cancer and the care that they get as cancer is being treated. Is that right?
That's correct. We're looking mostly for ideas around the cancer care or navigating the healthcare system, not so much the treatment itself. Obviously, a lot of work's being done on discovering new treatments. We think a very underserved area is the area that impacts the patient every day, which is just some of the other aspects of care in their journey.
Yeah, it's the support more than anything else, it would seem.
Exactly. You know, I was able to build a technology solution, having experienced surgery and an ostomy, and scale that innovation that's now being used in hospitals around the U.S. And I think, you know, patients and their caregivers can provide real solutions. It's not just support, but actually they can participate in real innovation. And at its heart, this prize allows everybody to literally create a video, talk into their smartphone, capture their idea and their passion, and potentially end up in California in September in front of Robert and others.
So here's where you go. The website is c3prize.com. C, the number 3prize.com, like C3PO, but it's C3PRIZE.com. Excellent idea. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.